Hey everybody, welcome back. I made it back outside finally. It looks like the temperatures were on the rise for a little bit. We got more cold temperatures coming next week, but I guess that's just the way and the nature of it when you got kind of the polar vortex they're talking about. Today, I wanted to delve into a little bit more personal stuff, sort of a warning for those of you who don't really understand the nature of marriage, especially in the Western world today. And I'm going to delve into my experience and my story quite a bit deeper. For warning, this is a bit of a horror story, and you are going to be reeling from it and probably hiding under your covers by the time I'm done telling you everything, but here goes. As most of you know, there is a huge amount of divorce happening. The rate of divorce is somewhere between 50 and 60%, depending on which numbers you look at. And a lot of people are getting divorced because initially the woman files for divorce 70 to 80% of the time, simply because our society is completely falling apart and it's encouraging people to break up families over literally nothing, go chasing after your dreams, break up everything and ruin your life. Well, I have a personal horror story that will kind of explain a little bit of my motivation even for starting my YouTube channels, and especially this one, and kind of fill you in on my background to a certain degree. I went through a divorce. I was married years ago, had kids when I was young, and I know I've been told I look a little younger than I actually am. I'm in my mid to late 40s. I don't like to give too much identifying information. My name's Steve, and that's where I'm at. To get right into it, I went through a divorce. They ended up, after everything was happening, they ended up giving her alimony. She wanted to file with the court to get alimony. There were several things that were really in the way of it that I attempted to protest. She was living with a man, very likely pregnant with his child at the time, and doing stuff together on bank accounts. And even the following year, filing their taxes together, even though she was legally married to me. Still going through the divorce. As time went on, I eventually got a hold of an attorney who was able to help me with it. But part of the reason why I had to is that when I initially protested all of this, the judge looked right at me and said, well, you can't just come in here and say that you think she's living with this other person and involved in a romantic relationship. You're going to have to provide some kind of evidence and proof. Which led me to go through multiple different attorneys until somebody wasn't shaking in their boots and actually would take this on to fight it. To get to that point, we eventually not only I found a good attorney that was willing to do that, we got a hold of a private investigator, got a hold of the information, but as you know in the court system, sometimes you can be waiting for 6, 8, 10 months for a court date to get something in front of a judge and get something addressed. After a few years, finally towards the end of the divorce, and after they were likely going to determine that I owed some sort of debt, which unfortunately where I live, debts cannot just be vacated afterwards. So she essentially can potentially get cash and prizes even if caught lying. Now, my attorney warned me that's probably what's going to happen. He said, we're going to get in there, we're going to have the private investigator's evidence, we're going to have all this evidence against her, and even when she gets caught lying, they aren't going to do a thing about it. She'll be caught committing perjury and fraud personally against you and having manipulated the court system, and they're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to strip it from here on forward. And I was like, wait a minute, so I'm going to owe a debt even though she is being forced to admit and proven with evidence that she lied about it all? And he was like, yep. And he goes, you're going to hate the system after that. And I did. How can you? How can you support that level of corruption? So we got in there. Yes, she got convicted of alimony fraud, essentially. They stripped her of any further alimony payments. They weren't able to vacate the old debt because certain, I guess you could say, feminist laws have taken place here where they kind of contradict common sense that if somebody gets caught committing fraud, they shouldn't be able to benefit or profit from it. But the way that it was structured and set up, there's a division of support enforcement that handles things like everything from child support to other things, and they were the ones that would eventually take on this debt and then come after me to make me pay it. Which means I am paying for somebody to live with another person, have children with them, live a whole life with them, and I can't really do much of anything about it. I might be able to file a personal lawsuit. And this is when the story gets very, very crazy. My attorney had figured out by looking at the laws and everything that was arranged where I live, and we were preparing to do all of that and also use it on the basis of the grounds that not only did she have children with the guy that we could prove, she had filed taxes jointly together with him, which has showed that they were obviously tied together, that her name was on his bank accounts. And on top of all of that, they had, they had been living together pretty much the whole time, and she even had to admit to it in court. Well, it gets crazy because he and several other attorneys that have been fighting for cases like this and trying to, as they win each case, it sets a precedent and helps other people. I end up getting a message from somebody one weekend saying, your attorney's missing. And a buddy of mine on Facebook, I go and look, and there's this poster that's being shared digitally and shared all across social media saying, yeah, he just went missing this weekend. And now he's mysteriously dead. I am not even kidding. This sounds like something out of some novel like The Firm or something where lawyers are ending up dead. And two other attorneys over the last year and a half around that same time, one of which had been fighting similar cases like this, ended up dead from a hit and run that they never figured out who did it. Which all of that was incredibly disturbing. The attorney at that point, I had known him for years. He was engaged to be married. He had been married before. He was engaged to be married to another woman. And it was never officially determined what the cause of death was. A couple people whispered about suicide. I had a very, very hard time believing in that. Put me back to a point to where now I'm stuck without any attorney because I can't find anybody willing to actually investigate and fight this. They pretty much shy away from me the minute I tell them who my attorney was and tell them anything about it. And all sorts of strange stuff that's happened with all of that. I could go into it, like records that people can't seem to find about previous court dates and other things like that should be readily available, yet nobody can really locate. So it is pretty much a horror story confirming my ultimate point of this video that, generally speaking, marriage is just a sham. Marriage is just completely a racket that ends up raking you completely over the coals, and you need to be very, very careful, tread lightly in all my court dates and the stuff of dealing with attorneys that I now know way more about than I would ever really want to know. I will tell you that prenuptial agreements get thrown out like crazy. They don't care. They will just toss your prenuptial agreement. You'll be stuck owing for all sorts of different bills and things. And if you are really careful with an attorney, you might get out of some of it. But the only real way that you can do that is to watch your own back. Do not trust the system. Do not trust what people are going to tell you. Set it up to where there's no way around it except for the person that you, if you get involved at all, which I recommend being extremely careful about, especially with most women here, because even if they don't have it in their mind to do that, they go talk to an attorney, and an attorney's like, oh yeah, balls, everything's in your favor here, and if you lie, you win cash in prizes, and they won't do a thing to you. They won't charge you with fraud. They won't charge you with perjury. You get away with it. You get to collect money, and so do I. And the attorneys all know this. My attorney, when we went into court and caught her committing fraud and perjury, as far as alimony is concerned, he warned me. He said, they're not going to do anything. Now, here's the flip side of that. If the person paying, which is usually the men, some women get caught up in this web too. If the person paying gets caught doing any type of deception at all, they take away your freedom, send you to jail. You're in huge trouble. They come after you six ways from Sunday, and they absolutely destroy your life. If it's even suggested or hinted that you might be committing fraud, or maybe even if you've made a mistake, which I don't know hardly any guys that came in there trying to trick the system. They want to pay for their kids and, within reason, pay alimony if that's what's necessary. But it is just absolutely incredible how the laws conflict. It works in the favor of people that commit fraud and perjury, and they get away with it. So Yeah, that's why this video is really entitled Marriage is a Sham, because believe me, it is. Watch your back. Be very careful who you are with. Now, I want to mention something. During the course of all of this, I don't want you to throw women just in general under the bus, because we're each individuals. When you say men do this and women do that, yeah, there are generalities that are true. But I have encountered women that, when under pressure, refused to manipulate the system, take their ex to the cleaners, and get a bunch of money that they weren't really entitled to. I have encountered women that refused to go down that road, refused to take the bait, were very honorable about it, and recognized what was going on and thought, this is not right. I'm not going to be able to sleep well at night if I know I'm going to move forward with another man and I'm getting paid by another guy to do it, and I have to constantly watch my back and make sure that I don't get caught. And I don't bother to tell them, you know, you might not, even if you do get caught, my ex got cash in prizes for it. So absolutely watch your back. Absolutely watch your back. Do not get married under the regular system unless you are extremely careful, or you can find another way to basically have it, not necessarily a common law marriage, but check the laws in your state. Speak to an attorney and become legally aware of what could potentially happen to you. I mean, there are states where people are paying for kids, legally mandated to pay for children that aren't even theirs. And even when it gets revealed that they were somehow deceived and that they actually are not the father of these children, they still aren't off the hook. And clearly the other person lied about it, manipulated the system, committed fraud, and screwed them over completely. So watch your backs out there, guys. Really, really watch your backs and realize you need to keep your hands up and protect yourself at all times, because the system is not going to do it. It does not care. You are just simply something that it can use to get funds drained out of your life, and they'll do it any way that's possible, and they will absolutely support the hedonistic corruption that is eating away at our society. I mean, one of the major reasons why people are cheating and leaving marriages and doing all of this is because our government is literally paying them to do it. It's literally paying them to commit fraud, break up families, lie, cheat, and then rewarding the behavior. Essentially, what happened in that situation is my ex was rewarded for lying, rewarded for manipulating the system. She didn't get in trouble. She got a payday out of it. So if ever you're thinking about blindly trusting somebody and waltzing into a situation, vet that situation, find out about that person, find out about your legal rights, find out about the laws in your state. Are they going to come after you if you live together, if there's common law marriage? Make sure you know. Make sure you know, and make sure that you are vetting every single person every day. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in, because this stuff is spreading everywhere. Make sure you vet who you are with, figure out what they're all about, look into your legal rights in the situation, what the laws are. Watch your backs. Really just watch your backs. So consider my tale a cautionary tale, and try to learn from it. Try to profit from it, because I will tell you what, that is one of the big steps that came along in my life that really turned me red pill and waking me up to just how messed up our whole system is. It changed my whole view of everything, and especially realizing that who you are in a relationship with and who you are married to can be very much and will be very much used against you. So as much as you can, keep the government out. Keep the government out. And watch your backs out there, guys. That's pretty much all for me today. I promise I'll have more positive videos coming up, but you can't have the positive without learning from the mistakes and the losses. Those are just as important. When you get knocked down, getting back up and figuring out how you got knocked down in the first place is just as important a lesson as the successes in your life. And that's just kind of my personal philosophy on it. I'll be back soon, and we'll talk about some more exciting stuff and probably some more depressing stuff that will hopefully save you from heartache. Y'all have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.